Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
He's done it again. But what did Messi achieve this time? Mbappe breaks a record up Graham Arnold's Iraq. And Norway's Erling Haaland shows why he's special. This is SBS News World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast, where we bring you the stories from on and beyond the pitch. And I'm your host, Helena Krishnamurthy. Let's start with a piece of football history today. Lionel Messi, the GOAT, has become the highest scorer in World Cup history, and he's done it just a day before his 39th birthday.
Crowned it all himself. He has to.
The Argentina captain missed an early penalty, but bounced back and scored twice against Austria in Texas to take his World Cup tally to 18 goals. His players later congratulated Messi on his achievement. To put it all in perspective, I spoke to SBS Spanish executive producer Carlos Colina.
He's in his sixth World Cup.
He missed the penalty, but he came back focused on scoring, and he got a couple of more opportunities throughout the match, showing his skills in the pitch, but also the team working with him to become again champions of the world, which is the objective of the team at the moment. And again, saying he's the first stage, of course, and the teams are not in the highest level possible, but they are building up to that momentum.
It's another remarkable milestone for Messi, who's now playing at his sixth World Cup, almost two decades after making his tournament debut in 2006. And the record came in style.
Argentinians are looking forward to the whole tournament because it's only the second match. Even though it's the first stage, next matches are looking good for Argentina, and my belief is that he's going to continue his goal strike. So very good news for Argentinians, and of course, demonstrating why he continues to be one of the best players of all time.
So, moving forward, it's normally cricket where rain stops play. But today, France's World Cup match against Iraq in Philadelphia was brought to a halt because of severe thunderstorms. As the weather rolled in, officials suspended play, players headed indoors, and fans were told to seek shelter while they wait for conditions to improve. The French were leading 1-0 at halftime, with legend Kylian Mbappe in his 100th game for France, scoring the only goal of the game in the 14th minute.
Defensively, they are struggling, and when they are trying to strike, they are failing too much, at least in this occasion against Iraq. Of course, all the praise to the Australian coach, because he's playing very well and he's putting his team very well against France, so Iraq is playing very good. However, I don't know if this lack of being on target could potentially become an issue for France in the future when they are facing really good teams.
France coach Didier Deschamps' side came back strong after a 2.5-hour break as FIFA cancelled a controversial hydration break due to extreme weather.
Big mistake this is. It's on a plate.
And of course, no surprise, Mbappe then rose to score again in the second half, and Ousmane Dembele placing a third goal for the team. At the age of 27, Mbappe has now 16 goals in 16 World Cup games. So this basically makes him the second best goal scorer after Messi, tying in with Klose's record. As France took on Graham Arnold's Iraq team that played defensively well, Colina shares with me that Argentinian fans, like himself, living in Australia, are supporting their home country.
For South Americans, especially, football is a religion. So you can imagine if Argentina is going through, all Argentinians are backing Argentina 100%, even though they are living in Australia. Of course, they support Australia, but if they in the future they'll face Australia, Argentinians, I mean, I don't think they're going to support Australia at all. And they are very passionate. And you can see even the gatherings in different cities in Australia when the Argentinians are playing there. Australia against Paraguay, even though I am from the Spanish team, we are, of course, supporting Paraguay, but we are also supporting Australia. So it's going to be a fantastic match to watch. And depending on who wins, it's highly likely that the winning team is going to the next stage. So looking forward to that match.
Meanwhile, there's been plenty of discussion here in Australia about the Socceroos after their loss to the United States. But assistant coach Mile Jedinak has backed both the team selection and head coach Tony Popovich. Now, all eyes turn to Friday's crunch clash with Paraguay. And the good news for Australia? They don't necessarily have to win. A draw would be enough to lock up second spot in Group D and book their place in the knockout stages. Jedinak says the Socceroos know exactly what's coming for Paraguay.
We all know the passion that comes with when you're playing against a South American team. They'll fight to the nail for every single opportunity, and we don't expect anything different, and we don't demand different from ourselves.
So you're probably wondering what happens if Australia can't get a result. Then it becomes a nervous waiting game, with the Socceroos needing other results to go their way and hoping they've done enough to advance as one of the tournament's best third-place team. And what will Prime Minister Albanese be doing this Friday?
The whole country will be cheering them on Friday at 12 o'clock. And I hope that the country stops for a little bit during that time.
In their last match, Paraguay's Miguel Almirón was given their first ever red card for a football player for covering his mouth during a confrontational moment at their Turkey match. And this follows a new FIFA rule in the World Cup that bans players from covering their mouths during a confrontation. A welcome one for Socceroos midfielder Jackson Irvin.
The rule itself, yeah, listen, I think it's clear. Like we were all told before, it's going to be controversial in some ways because we don't know the nature of what it was, but when you look at what's happened in the past, especially, you know, around what happened, the incident with Vinicius Jr., and I think it takes everything out of the equation.
And following their stunning 1-0 World Cup victory over Turkey over the weekend, Paraguay coach Gustavo Alfaro has said his side should never feel like underdogs.
Suddenly, in 1 week, we've gone from being villains to being heroes. And that's the fine line that exists in football, how quickly you can go from one side to the other.
His comments came as they were defeated 4-1 by the USA in their opener match.
Rudiger slipping it through for Haaland! The might, the muscle, the majesty of the main man!
Elsewhere today, Erling Haaland led Norway 3-2 against...
Well, the corner by Mane and swept in for Senegal.
Senegal's Ismail Assar, who both scored twice each in a tightly contested match at New Jersey. And so that's all from me for today. I'll be back with you tomorrow with the biggest talking points of the day, including the matches, Portugal versus Uzbekistan, England versus Ghana, Panama against Croatia and Colombia facing DR Congo. Stay tuned for the latest at the World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast. And to get the latest World Cup news, check out SBS News headlines wherever you get your podcasts.
Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.